course, have the latest on Britain's new prince making his public debut today. That a lot in depth tonight. But first, breaking news, and there's no Prince Charming in it. Anthony Weiner, the sexting congressman who resigned in disgrace and is now running for mayor of New York, admitting to sending additional sexually explicit messages more than a year after stepping down from Congress, and not long after a flattering spread in People magazine about his new son and rebuilt family life. Again, he was doing this a full year after he shamefully resigned from Congress, after he apologized to his constituents, after he publicly apologized to his wife. And speaking of his wife, Huma, she was by his side when Weiner spoke to reporters today.
Some of these things happened before my resignation. Some of them happened after. But the fact is that that was also the time that my wife and I were working through some things in our marriage.
Well, the explicit messages were sent on FormSpring, according to a website called TheDirty.com, which published them. Weiner allegedly using the online handle Carlos Danger. The question tonight, what drove him to keep at it long after it seemed he was over it, long after it wrecked his career and strained his marriage? A sex and relationship expert joins us later in the program, but first, Dana Bash has the latest. So you covered the Weiner scandal when it broke around 2 years ago. Did you ever, in your wildest imagination, think you would see what you saw today?
No, I mean, not a chance. I mean, first of all, let's just go back in time. I still couldn't believe what happened at the time. But certainly, knowing the people who are close to him, knowing the people who are around them, it seemed very clear that this was his wife giving him a second chance, and that he was going to therapy and dealing with it. And what was one of the many things that was extraordinary about the press conference today was that it was Huma Abedin herself, his wife, who revealed the news that it was just a year ago that he was still engaging in this activity. Listen to what she said.
Our marriage, like many others, has had its ups and its downs. It took a lot of work and a whole lot of therapy to get to a place where I could forgive Anthony. It was not an easy choice in any way, but I made the decision that it was worth staying in this marriage.
So, Dan, I mean, the timing of this, I'm assuming this means that he was sending these explicit sexual messages to other people while his wife was pregnant, even after his child was born. Is that correct?
It certainly seems that way. I mean, if you sort of do the math going back to when he resigned in the first place, Huma, that was when she revealed that she was pregnant. She was just pregnant. I think she was in her first trimester. If you look at what was on Dirty.com, it said that he was sending these messages in July and August of 2012. Their son was born in December of 2011, so it appears that way. But we don't know for sure that those are the dates. But he did make clear that it happened, well into last year.
There are obviously, you know, one of the when this press conference ended, when they were walking away, one reporter was kind of yelling out, "Why should anybody trust you?" And there was a question he didn't answer. You know Huma Abedin personally. How unusual is it for her to speak publicly like this? Because I don't think I've ever heard her speak like this.
Well, you know, I don't know her well, but I certainly know a lot of people who do know her well, and she's very well respected. And, you know, she's almost like Cher and Madonna is in the rest of the world here in Washington. She's just known as Huma because she is such a fixture, especially in Hillary Clinton's inner circle. She has been for decades now. You know, there's been a lot, Anderson, written about how private she is, and she certainly is. She is a very tight, loyal circle of friends, but she's also incredibly politically sophisticated. Not only did she learn of the knee of Hillary Clinton, the most famous kind of stand-by-her-man political wife, she also was the go-to person for anyone who wanted to get to Hillary Clinton, which means that she had to be one of the most discerning, savvy figures in politics. So we have to remember that about her as well.